The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fabulous facts, sumptuous statistics, and delicious data, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. Spouses, sweethearts, crushes, and those of you who happen to meet by chance on the local subway platform, take note. It's never too early to prepare for Valentine's Day. Most historians link the lover's holiday to an annual celebration in Rome that occurred every February 15th. During the boisterous bonanza, men stripped naked and spanked young maidens with animal skin whips in an effort to increase fertility. While tame in comparison, modern Valentine's Day festivities are observed today in Mexico, Canada, France, Australia, and the UK, in addition to here in the U.S. While history buffs don't unanimously agree on who the original Valentine was, the most popular suspect is a clergyman in ancient Rome. When the emperor outlawed marriage during wartime because he believed single men made better soldiers, Bishop Valentine performed secret wedding ceremonies. It wasn't until 496 AD, over 200 years after the bishop's death, that Pope Gelasius I officially declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. While Americans likely began exchanging handmade valentines in the 17th century, the first mass-produced cards date to the 1840s. The Greeting Card Association estimates that 1 billion cards are sent each year worldwide today, and more than half of Americans purchase at least one card, making Valentine's Day the biggest greeting card holiday in the U.S. after Christmas. According to a survey by American Express, 56% of Americans plan on taking a more digital approach to sending their declarations of love this year. Out of that group, 29% say they'll text sweet nothings, and another 29% say they'll post on Facebook. 23% will send a naughty or nice email, and 20% will mail a loving e-card. We just hope that e-card doesn't sing. The National Confectioners Association reports that Valentine's Day candy adds up to a sweet $1 billion in sales each year. Nearly three-quarters of that money is spent on chocolate, which has been lauded as an aphrodisiac since the 15th century. Candy hearts are a hit too, of course, with 8 billion being made in 2009. And if you were to add up all those little candies in a line, the distance would reach from Italy to Arizona 20 times. While the average consumer spends about $130 on Valentine's Day gifts, meals, and entertainment, men consistently dole out double what women typically pay, offering up about $287 compared to women's $164. Women and men are pretty much aligned in their giving and receiving this year in terms of quantity. 5 in 10 women, 51% actually, are likely to give a meal or tickets, and 4 in 10 men, 41% actually, will give jewelry and flowers. Speaking of meals, the National Restaurant Association expects one-quarter of American adults to dine out on Valentine's Day, making it the second busiest holiday for restaurants next to Mother's Day. Diners are expected to fork over an estimated $3.9 billion on romantic meals alone, with meals prices averaging $142.11, not to mention the bound-to-be-extravagant gifts. What happened to "It's the thought that counts"? On Valentine's Day in 2011, 14 couples gathered in Thailand to compete for the world record of the longest kiss, previously set at 32 hours. Rules dictated that contestants couldn't sit, sleep, or separate, and one of them fainted just a half hour into the feat. The winning couple lasted 46 hours, 24 minutes, and 9 seconds, earning themselves a diamond ring and $3,200. In addition to bragging rights. Oh, and Great Sexpectations, a recent study by the experts at Good in Bed, revealed that nearly 85% of men and women believe that sex is an important part of Valentine's Day. Condom company Durex reports that the surge in sex on V-Day increases their sales about 25% in the month of February alone. Correlation or causation? Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So until the next factoid gets stuck onto my flypaper mind and yours, this is Factoid Fred wishing you a great day.